If I wanted to get myself in trouble, I could find any number of recording artists who have used the P word to describe the vagina, which doesn't lend itself to lyrical wordplay, unless you are Eve Ensler, the author of The Vagina Monologues. But the P word is different. Men stole it as a cover for violent rape talk, and now some women want it back. Those are protesters outside of Trump Tower this week, and they may end up being the least of Trump's problems, as several women have gone public with detailed stories now, alleging that Donald Trump groped them years ago. But regarding that P word, there is another protest taking place online, a Facebook friend request between journalist Jessica Bennett and writer and performer Amanda Duarte. These women have never met in person, but they made a meme that started a movement. Amanda joins us today to discuss her part in the meme and how she feels it's empowering sexual assault survivors.
I think that Donald Trump actually is making America great again by putting this kind of explicit sexist rhetoric into the ether, into
exposing something that
yes,
you
absolutely,
is
that has
going
been
on.
Absolutely, and it has been dog whistled, and it's been used obviously by the GOP for decades and decades and decades.
Well, the word hasn't been used by the GOP.
Oh, I mean, you know, not explicitly. No, I'm sure they're, you know, I'm sure they're using it on their own time, but they're not stupid enough to say it into a hot mic. But the word is not generally. You don't generally hear it from presidential candidates. You don't generally hear it from anybody who is at work in a professional
right.
capacity of any kind. So it's, yeah, it's a bit shocking. And yet I'm immensely grateful to him for putting it into the air.
And to reclaim this word, because it is a body part of yours.
It is, I do have one.
Yes. What did you do?
To reclaim this word,
yes.
I believe very strongly in the reclamation of
right.
language like this. And to be honest, this word has not been a favorite of mine. I have other favorite synonyms.
In hip hop, it's kind of offensive when you hear it in hip hop.
Yes, it is. And I mean, like most words that are used in a derogatory way against oppressed groups, it is entirely within the power of the oppressed group to use that word. There are many examples that we're not going to say on the air, but the member of the oppressed group is allowed to use the word. The oppressor is not allowed to use the word. So I can use that word all I want. And, you know, in hip hop or whatever, they can use the N word as much as they want. But it's our word now, you know. So to be honest, it's not been my favorite vaginal synonym. But I decided on Friday to snatch it back, if you will, and make it a word of empowerment.
How'd you do that?
I did is I post a lot on social media and I have like a reasonable size following. And so when I heard these words coming out of a presidential candidate's mouth, like many women in America who have been assaulted, who have heard this kind of sexist, disgusting rhetoric coming from men our entire lives, I was, as they say, triggered, and I could actually feel it in my body. I could actually feel if vaginal nausea were I wish there were a word for that. If vaginal nausea is a thing, and I think the ladies who are listening can understand what I'm talking about, I felt it very deeply in my body. And so I decided to turn it around. And, you know, as women, we are conditioned to believe that we have no power. And yet in that moment, I felt flooded with this immense power because we have immense power. We're going to determine the outcome of the most important election in modern history.
But I do think that suddenly this election is about the dehumanization of sexuality, the turning of sexuality into artifacts, into objects.
Yes.
And tell me how that works for you.
Well, I mean, we as women, we feel this way all the time. You know, it's something we're so accustomed to. Our bodies are talked about as if they're objects. We're treated as if we're objects. And we're threatened with rape constantly. On my way here to record this with you, I was followed from the bodega when I got coffee into the subway station with a man, you know, threatening to rape me. This happened to me on the way here. It happens to us every single day.
What do you make of the people who are alleging he groped them?
I guess I don't understand the question. What do I make of them? Like, do you absolutely believe them?
Of course they must have done. Does it change the situation at all?
I believe them.
Totally.
He bragged openly into a hot mic mm-hmm. about using his fame and power to sexually assault women and get away with it. Why wouldn't we believe him? You know, he says he tells it like it is. He says he's, you know, so honest. Why wouldn't we believe him? And why wouldn't we believe all these women who are coming forward?
So either America is a place that is like really macho and actually doesn't care about all of this, as you've kind of suggested, and Trump should get elected, or America is a changing place and rejects this wholeheartedly and is utterly disgusted, and Trump should like leave the country. What's going to happen?
I mean, we're going to find out, right? I absolutely believe that this is a turning point, that this is, you know, a tipping point. And that Trump, I don't think he's going to leave. He's absolutely not going to be elected president of the United States. I don't think.
When did you believe that?
When? Pretty early on. Then I had some fears. And now I'm, you know, if Donald Trump is elected.
Friday did it for you.
Oh, Friday for sure. I mean, before Friday, but Friday, absolutely.
Your meme again?
November 8th, Pussy Grabs Back.
Amanda Duarte, writer and performer. Thank you so much.
Thank you, John.